Supernatural star Misha Collins deeply ashamed of America during Pride Month. Trans rights should be conservative rallying call. By Warner Todd Houston on June 20, 2026. Actor Misha Collins, star of the TV series Supernatural, says he cannot understand why Republicans have not made transgender rights a conservative rallying call. Collins, who starred as Castiel in 148 episodes of Supernatural from 2008 to 2020, posted a video to YouTube lamenting about how ashamed he is that trans people are losing rights in America during Pride Month. But he also said that he could not understand why Republicans and conservatives oppose transgenderism. Collins told his audience that he was recently discussing the question of how trans activists can get Republicans to move over to their side instead of writing them off as a lost cause. "It actually occurs to me," he began, "we should bring over all of the somewhat moderate Republicans because it is like, this is an issue, I mean, it's fucking maddening. Because the Republican ethos for so long has been, government, stay out of my business. Let the free market do its job. Don't impinge my freedoms with your woke censorship, or any other censorship. Let us just, you know, have our guns and do our thing." He continued, saying, "And, transgender rights, is a great example of that. Like, stay out of our business. Let people make their own choices in life. And it seems this almost should be something that is a conservative rallying call, right?" Supernatural actor Misha Collins says it's effing maddening that trans rights have not become a conservative rallying cry during an interview with transvestite lawmaker Zoe Zephyr. "The Republican ethos, for so long, has been, government, stay out of my business. pic.twitter.com/1g3do4q, easy to." Breitbart News, at Breitbart News, June 19, 2026. "Of course, it isn't a conservative rallying call. Because Democrats and radical trans activists don't want to just have the freedom to make their own choices. They also want to use the government's monopoly on violence to make taxpayers pay for cosmetic medical procedures, punish others for not using their elective names or pronouns, give them access to private areas for women, public bathrooms, prisons, etc., and compel public schools to teach pro-trans curricula to children." On his YouTube page, Collins decried the lot of transvestites in America. "We wish we could be proud of our country this Pride Month. But instead, we are deeply ashamed," Collins wrote in the video description. "Particularly of how our trans community has been attacked by our government. Trans service members have been fired from the military. Passports can no longer show transgender identity. Effectively banning travel to many countries for many Americans. And the president viciously rails against the community, which has caused a horrifying spike in hate crimes. And it's not only happening at the federal level. For just one example, Kansas passed a law that canceled the licenses of trans people immediately, making it literally illegal for them to even drive to the DMV to update their licenses. This is part of a systemic pattern of oppression, legislating away the rights, freedoms, and even safety of trans people across our nation," he added. Collins also invited trans activists Aaron Reed and Zoe Zephyr, who is an Ellis, Montana state representative, as his interview subjects. See the whole discussion here. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.